My name's Emily Naughton, and I am a sophomore this season, and I really like our team this year.
I'm Joy Whirling. I'm a junior this season, and I'm really excited for this year because it's just been so much fun with the new people and returning people.
All right, well, we'll stick with that a little bit because there was a lot of talent coming back this season. I think there were some high expectations after attending state last year. So talk about kind of how you felt a little bit coming into this season.
I was a little nervous because we lost Bailey and Ashley, and they were really good, but we gained freshmen, and we also had some good newcomers, so returning people. So I was kind of nervous, but I knew we were going to be good.
Yeah, so we lost Ashley and Bailey, and they really helped our team last year, but we have Gracie Foster now, and she's really stepped it up and helped our team, and Katie O'Neill and Rachel have really done really well this season so far, and can't wait to see what we do.
Well, there's been some great competition so far this season already. I know just recently you competed in a meet that's probably going to be a lot of Class 4A state meet contenders. So how did you kind of rate yourself against the competition?
We kind of went in with the mindset of just run as fast as you can. We knew that we weren't going to be up there, but we just wanted to see where we were at so we can get better when it comes to state.
I agree. I really wasn't thinking that I was going to place that high during that meet because we're ranked 13 and the other teams were like ranked 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And so I just went in with the mindset of just getting it done.
All right. Well, there was plenty of success at that meet as well. So in the off season, not knowing if there was going to be cross country, not knowing if you're going to be in school at all, did that affect how you were training for this season at all, or was it just kind of get out and run this summer?
I ran the whole like quarantine break. I just always ran because I was just wanting to get better for if there was a season. I always just anticipated that there was.
All right.
Yeah, so track season, we didn't have a season, obviously, and it was hard to not have the coaches there. So we kind of had to do everything by ourselves, and that kind of helped us with the off season because we knew what we had to do, and we just did it.
All right, well, talk a little bit about the team dynamic culture this season. I know Coach Art has said it's less about coaching and more just kind of pointing you in the right direction. Is that how you felt?
I really enjoy, like, now being up to, like, what Emily can run. I can now pace myself with her, and I don't have to worry about being by myself the whole run. And I'm just glad that the new girls, they have such good attitudes and they're always so happy. And they're just really fun to be around and really encouraging.
Awesome.
Yeah, the team definitely doesn't have any drama. We're all like a family together and we just love being around each other. And it makes practices so much more easy when you don't have to be mad at someone all the time or have an issue with someone.
All right, perfect. Well, goals for the rest of the season. And obviously I know Coach Arndt talked a lot about ramping up to the end of the season, so how do you want to approach it?
Just doing our best at districts. We're definitely going to try and make it to state and probably get a pretty good placing at state, so hopefully we can do that.
All right.
I'm just ready for districts, just running our best and making it to state because that's our one goal for the whole year.